This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak to all of you, my dear brothers and sisters. Eid Mubarak to every single Muslim. May Allah Jalla wa Ala accept it from all of us, and may Allah Jalla wa Ala give us the ability to fast number of Ramadans. The first message that we need to send in this Eid 1442. What is the meaning of Eid? Eid, my dear respected brothers and sisters, is to feel happy that Allah Jalla Ala gave us the ability to fast the entire month of Ramadan. That's why Allah Jalla Ala says in the Quran, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. After you count, after you complete the count of Ramadan, you glorify Allah Jalla Ala. So make a lot of takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Continue of this takbir until you pray the Eid, and don't miss the Eid prayer, which is the second message. Eid prayer is so important. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the third message is a continuation of this. If we feel happy that Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us the ability to fast the entire month of Ramadan, then despite of the illnesses, despite of the pain the Ummah is going through, then we still need to thank Allah Jalla wa Ala for giving us the ability to fast the entire month of Ramadan. Despite what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Al-Quds, in Gaza in particular, we still need to thank Allah Jalla wa Ala. Although we feel the pain for them because they are our brothers and sisters, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim, and we need to help them and support them. And in the meantime, I am telling them, despite your pain, despite your losses, despite of the killings and the brutal killings of the armed forces of your enemies, despite that, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and feel happy that Allah Jalla Ala gave you the ability to fast the month of Ramadan. And our fourth message again is to our brothers and sisters in Al-Quds and in Palestine and in Gaza in particular. The entire Ummah is proud of you, and the entire Ummah is looking at what you are going to do and your achievements. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give you victory, and may Allah Jalla wa Ala give the Ummah victory. And the sixth point, or the fifth point, to our brothers and sisters all over the world, don't feel low, don't feel down, because we are, alhamdulillah, getting better as the Ummah. The Ummah is flourishing, and the Ummah is climbing towards victory. It takes time, it takes sacrifice, but the Ummah is doing very well and it is improving. And who said that any victory can be achieved without sacrifice? Even non-Muslims, even disbelievers, they could not be successful except after a lot of sacrifice. So we need to sacrifice, and this is the nature of this life. We cannot be a great Ummah without sacrifice, without the price of that. So be proud of yourself. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be saddened, don't be down, don't be low, because you are superior as far as you are believers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Eid Mubarak again to all of you. Spread love for your families, for everyone, and support our brothers and sisters in Palestine.
فخذ هذه المعاني بسيطة عظيمة الدين بالأخلاق بالجود والعزيمة بالحب والوفاق حياتنا كريمة
ينسى بها الإنسان حياته الكريمة ويفقد الإحسان وينحرم نعيمه لجأت للخلاق ذي الرحمة العميمة محيمة
تأخذ هذه المعاني بسيطة عظيمة الدين بالأخلاق بالجود والعزيمة بالحب والوفاق حياتنا كريمة.